The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this regular talk radio program to bring you a special news bulletin. I'm Todd Starnes. And ladies and gentlemen, my fellow countrymen, we bring you some very disturbing developments from the White House. And I want to give you a moment to gather around your radios wherever you might be today, noon Eastern, across the Fruited Plain. And I want to caution you, our radio listeners, that the information we are getting is sporadic and unconfirmed. Again, sporadic and unconfirmed. Now, this information just coming in, and folks, it is fast and furious, so you bear with us as we get through these next few moments together. It is a moment of national calamity here in the United States of America. But I want to share this news with you. If you are driving on the interstate, if you are driving on a highway, a byway, dare I say a bridge, I would recommend you pull over so you don't swerve when you hear this breaking news coming from the White House. But we are getting reports at this hour that President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. ate ice cream. I repeat, President Biden ate ice cream today. The White House press pool reports that President Biden was at a campaign stop and consumed some sort of frozen dairy product. Now, Grace Baker, I know that you are monitoring developments. What can you tell us at this early hour of the breaking news?
Todd, I can tell you it's a very hot day here. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's a little bit humid, but at the same time, very dry outside. The sun is blazing. A perfect day for an ice cream.
Well, it is a perfect day for an ice cream, especially during the late spring into the early summer, where it might not be good to eat yogurt this time of year.
No, it would
a little
melt.
Unsettling on the stomach. And, of course, the president on up there in age.
Yes.
And he also needs to eat soft foods.
Exactly.
And, of course, the ice cream being a dairy product, a frozen dairy product, is indeed one of those soft products,
I can
suppose.
Tell you he is not eating frozen yogurt. The consistency definitely is ice cream.
Okay, and that is my next question, Grace. I know you have been following, monitoring the breaking news reports from the White House pool. Do we have any indication of what sort of ice cream the president consumed?
Well, I have unconfirmed reports that it is not fat-free ice cream. It is full-fat ice cream, and from the appearance of it, it looks to be a dark brown color with maybe some speckles in it.
Dark brown color with speckles.
Yes.
Are these speckles white speckles or black speckles? Very important detail.
Very definitely black speckles.
So we're talking about black on brown ice cream.
Correct.
All right. Black.
I can't tell if it's dark chocolate or milk chocolate, however.
All right. This is very good to know. What about the brand? This is very important. We have many concerns. I mean, our Facebook is lighting up right now with very concerned reports from our citizens, and they want to know, is it Mayfair? Is it Bluebell? Do we know?
Well, I have an anonymous source that says it's Ben and Jerry's ice cream, but that's
unconfirmed. Ben and Jerry's. Okay, this is huge news. We have not seen this reported elsewhere. You're confirming that Joe Biden, the president, consumed Ben and Jerry's. Do we know if it was the Cherry Garcia, the Chunky Monkey? Do we know?
No, we have no idea as of right now.
Again, this is This is happening in real time.
Yes.
And so the information coming in, we are trying to confirm the information regarding the president's ice cream eating and then regurgitating that information back to you, the listeners of the Todd Starnes radio program. So, Grace, we don't have a lot. You weren't able to give us a whole lot of information there. What about the cone? Do we know what sort of cone, Grace? Was it a sugar cone? Was it a waffle cone? Was it a store-bought cone?
Todd, it's happening so fast. I really don't know.
Grace, we've got to know this information, Grace.
I don't know, Todd.
Grace,
I'm trying.
Damn it, woman. Get it together. The people need to know this is a national news emergency.
I'm doing my best, Todd. I'm doing my best.
All right. I apologize. Folks, emotions are running hot here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It's just a lot.
Kyle is weeping. Please get him a Kleenex, a tissue. This is horrendous. Grace, we're going to let you go. We're going to let you
collect myself.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right, Grace. Don't take it personally. Emotions are running high here. We're going to get back to Grace in just a moment. I want to go live to the Todd Starnes Radio Show medical expert, Dr. Avery Bryson. Avery, I know you've been following these breaking news developments. President Biden eating an ice cream cone. We understand that just after the president consumed the ice cream, we noticed some very peculiar behavior. Can you tell us, Dr. Bryson, what happened?
Well, Todd, if you do notice, President Biden was at the podium. He stopped
that,
in
yes.
mid-sentence. He turned and began to wander off the stage. Don't really know where he was going with that, but moments later, he immediately corrected himself and returned to the podium.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Todd, is a classic symptom of a very, very dangerous medical condition.
What are you telling us, Avery?
Todd, it appears the president may be suffering from early onset ice cream headache.
Dear God.
I repeat, the president is suffering from an ice cream headache.
Dear God, a brain freeze? Dr.
Yes,
Bryson, you're telling us the president suffered a brain freeze?
Yes, it's a brief stabbing pain followed by disorientation, and that is, in my professional opinion, my initial diagnosis. Or he could just be senile. We don't really know at this point.
All right. Avery Bryson, Chief Medical Officer of the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Again, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. As a professional broadcaster, it's very important that we maintain our sense of professionalism and decorum here. We cannot allow our emotions to get the best of us. Now, Grace Baker, I understand we may have a snippet of the audio from the moment that Biden consumed the ice cream. Is that correct?
Yes, I have the exclusive audio I recorded myself.
All right, let's take a listen.
Mr. President, what did you order?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. Mr. President, what is your message?
Chocolate, there it is, right from the source.
Chocolate ship. We just heard it. Can we play that? You know, we're going to put that video. We have video. Do we know it's was it my understanding is we obtained this exclusively.
Yes.
This is from a guy by the name of Bubba Zagruder, the Zagruder film. We're going to post that on our website, and we'll try to do it in slow motion as the ice cream cavalcade comes by, and we'll be able to watch the president as he actually licks the ice cream cone. I want to go back, though. Let's re-rack the Bubba Zagruder film, and let's listen again to what happened.
Mr. President, what did you order?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate chip. Grace.
And Todd, I could tell as he was walking by, it looked like a triple-decker ice cream cone. It looked like there were three scoops of ice cream. Now, I can't, you know, the cone hides part of the ice cream, so he could have had a different flavor underneath, and I couldn't have seen it.
You know, Grace, I'm recalling back during the Trump administration, the previous administration, where the media was very critical, highly critical of President Trump, as he had not one but two scoops of ice cream.
Yes.
At a gathering, and you're telling me that Joe Biden had three scoops. It
yes.
was a triple-decker chocolate chip.
Agreed, yes. I can confirm that. I saw it with my own eyes.
All I can tell you is that as we, again, the breaking news, President Joe Biden ate an ice cream cone today. All I can tell you, Grace, is that it did my heart good.
Yeah.
Watching the reporters as they stood there with great respect and
yes.
admiration in their eyes, and
And Dr. Avery Bryson, our chief medical officer, as they gazed upon Joseph Robinette Biden as he licked the triple-decker chocolate chip ice cream cone. What a proud moment for America.
Yeah.
It truly is, Todd. It truly is.
God bless America. To recap the time now, it is 12:15 Eastern Standard Time. The breaking news from Cleveland, Ohio. President Joseph Robinette Jr. ate an ice cream cone today. It is believed he had at least three scoops of the chocolate chip in the cones. We do not know the origin of the cone itself, but ultimately that is not important. Eyewitness accounts say the president took one lick, then another, and the White House press corps cheered. A bit later, the president appeared to suffer some sort of a brain freeze, but quickly recovered, and then commenced to mumbling incoherently once again. Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, what is that, Grace? Uh-huh. All right. And we've confirmed that information. Okay, yes, I see. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this just in, the news flash from the Associated Press makes it official. Again, approximately 12:16, rather, Eastern Standard Time, from the Associated Press, we're now confirming that President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. is lactose intolerant. May God have mercy on America. We'll be back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today, folks. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Wow, we're getting a lot of messages. Joanna says, good grief, Todd, you scared me to death. What was going on in that first segment? But let's be honest here. I mean, the mainstream media fawning over Joe Biden and literally applauding this man, the White House press corps, applauding Joe Biden. And what was his accomplishment? The guy was able to have the eye-hand coordination necessary to put a spoonful of ice cream into his big mouth. That's it.
Well, Todd, it's very difficult, though, when you got it in the cone and you're licking it, you got to make sure it doesn't drip out.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It can be difficult.
So, but now, apparently, folks thought that we were breaking some other kind of news.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Todd.
Maybe we were too convincing. Maybe I missed my calling. Maybe I should have.
Avery, you got a text message.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was just about to say, my mom, I texted my mom because I knew we were about to do something. And so I was like, hey, we need to just, I just wanted her to be able to hear it. And so she said that we freaked her out because she turned on the TV and thinking that something like he had died, President Biden had died,
oh my gosh,
or Kamala was president, or like truth came out about the election fraud and stuff like that.
So look, as silly as this is, and by the way, tell your mom, ask your mom, why is she watching TV? She should be listening to the radio right now.
Oh, she was. She was just like, what? She was doing multiple.
So just go back to the Trump administration. This is the actual headline from CNN. When President Trump was holding a dinner at the White House, and this is the headline, Trump gets two scoops of ice cream, everyone else gets one. That was the actual lead story.
Seriously?
On CNN, the most profane name in news.
Who flippin' cares?
So, exactly.
Who cares?
But the point is, the media is fawning all over Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And anything he does.
I mean, you would have thought that the fact that you had a grown man who was able to lick an ice cream cone makes it breaking news.
Apparently.
Well, but apparently
he didn't even
it does
serve
with
himself,
Joe
by the way. I'm sure someone served it for him and gave it to him.
Well,
he walked out the door.
And we have no evidence the man actually knows how to put on his own pants.
That's true. I don't know.
So, I mean, maybe the mainstream media knows something that the rest of us don't. Maybe they get to see the dementia up close and personal.
Oh, wow, this is great. He's able to walk with ice cream.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because you could kind of hear and you can also see in the video, which is up on the live show blog right now, by the way. You can kind of see and tell that he is kind of surprised at the fact that they're all surrounding him while he's trying to eat some ice cream.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah, chocolate chip.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We thought, you know what, we're going to have a little bit of fun today. By the way, we're also doing trivia throughout most of today's program. We're going to be talking with our good friends over at Liberty University coming up a little bit later. And we're going to be talking about some big, big culture war stories throughout the day. But we wanted to start off the program with a little bit of fun, a little bit of lightheartedness as we move into this Memorial Day weekend. Again, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to say a special thank you to our good friend Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith. Last night, we had a great segment on Newsmax TV. And I want to share an update on a story that we shared with you. And again, this goes to the heart of who you guys are as a listening audience. So yesterday on the program, we told you about Elizabeth Turner, this high school student, valedictorian of her class, and the principal called her in and said, "Hey, look, great, you wrote a great speech, but Elizabeth, you can't mention God, you can't mention Christ, and what the heck is this all about? Reading the Bible? Are you nuts? You can't say that kind of stuff at a public school gathering. You've got to take that stuff out of your graduation speech." Well, Elizabeth had the wherewithal to reach out to First Liberty Institute, and they fired off a letter to the school district, and that's where we got involved, and we shared the story with you. And I can't tell you how many of you guys actually picked up the phone and called. We didn't tell you to do that, but you picked up the phone, you called the school, you called the school board, you sent emails, and you demanded that they stop violating this young lady's constitutional rights. And folks, yesterday afternoon, just about an hour or so after the end of our program, the school board intervened and reversed the principal's decision. That is on you. That is solely because of the great work that you guys have done as a radio audience. So give yourself a pat on the back. Now, we've got another story, and we're going to get to this in just a moment after the break. There is a school teacher in Virginia who is under fire. He has been removed from the classroom. This guy is a Christian man. He's a gym teacher, and he has a big problem with new rules forcing teachers to accept transgenderism. And the teacher said, "You know what? I'm not going to lie to the kids. I'm going to tell them the truth. And the truth is, a little boy cannot become a little girl." And so now this guy has been removed from the classroom. And we're going to be taking your calls on this. I'm curious if you are starting to see this radical sex and gender education program in your local district. Now, before we go to break, I do want to share a trivia question with you. We're going to toss out our first trivia question of the day. You know, we were talking about Joe Biden, and we need to know the flavor of that ice cream. If you were listening to the report, you should know the flavor of the ice cream Joe Biden got yesterday. If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And if you look, we're going to do trivia throughout the entire program today. So if you don't get on this one, hang tight. We're going to have more questions coming your way. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Hey, now's a good time also to get over to ToddStearns.com. And check out all the great stories that Caleb and Avery are working on. All right, folks, we got to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. Noon to 3 Eastern, Monday through Friday. And we're going to have a lot of fun today. And we're going to give away a lot of great stuff as well. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to North Carolina. Chuck is hanging out with us on WHKP, a great radio station. And Chuck, first of all, good to have you with us. Hope you guys are liking the new show.
Hello. I'm sorry you cut out there.
Well, that's all right. So do we have Chuck back with us now? All right, we got Chuck with us. All right, Chuck. So here's the trivia question of this segment. We'd like to know, what kind of ice cream did Joe Biden chow down on yesterday?
Chocolate chip.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right, Chuck. Congratulations. You took care of that business pretty quickly. So anyway, Chuck, congratulations. And we hope that you are liking the new show. And it's always great hearing from our listeners over in North Carolina.
Well, I appreciate that.
Chuck, we're going to put you on hold. Hang tight. And Grace is going to get your info, so don't go anywhere. And folks, we'll have another trivia question a little bit later on this hour of the program. All 3 hours of the show, we're going to be doing trivia. So there is a story out of Loudoun County, Virginia. This is a disturbing story because I suspect this sort of thing is happening in school districts all over America, and you just don't know about it. So a fellow by the name of Tanner Cross, he is a gym teacher at Leesburg Elementary School, and the teachers are being forced to affirm the transgender movement. So if you're a school teacher in Loudoun County, Virginia, you have to basically pledge your allegiance to the LGBT agenda. Now, there are a couple of policies regarding gender and personal pronouns, and here is one of the policies that Mr. Cross, Tanner Cross, has a problem with. He said that the staff are required to allow gender-expansive or transgender students to use their chosen name and gender pronouns that reflect their gender identity without any substantiating evidence, regardless of the name, regardless of the gender recorded in the student's permanent educational record. But it goes even farther. Let's say you're a mom or dad in Loudoun County, Virginia. Your kid, let's say your kid's name is, let's pick a name. What's one of the hip cool names these days? Dirk. Yeah, let's call Dirk. Little Dirk is a first grader, all right? Little Dirk goes to school, and little Dirk tells the teacher that he's really Darlene. So the school will accept Dirk's decision that he is now Darlene, and the school will not call you, the school will not tell you, and the school is under no obligation to tell you that your child is leaving your home wearing blue jeans, but when he gets to school, he's wearing a dress. A lot of people, a lot of moms and dads got a problem with that. So anyway, Mr. Cross, who is a gym teacher, and we've got this video on our website, by the way, so you can see it for yourself. Mr. Cross went before the school board, and here's what he had to say.
My name is Tanner Cross, and I'm speaking out of love for those who suffer with gender dysphoria. 60 Minutes this past Sunday interviewed over 30 young people who transitioned, but they felt led astray because lack of pushback or how easy it was to make physical changes to their bodies in just 3 months. They are now detransitioning. It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it will damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion, it's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God.
Wow. I got to tell you something, folks. I like this guy. There are a lot of other school teachers just like him who feel the exact same way, and yet they're terrified to say that in public. They believe every single thing that guy just said. As a matter of fact, there was a time in America where just about everybody believed that. But now this has not only become controversial, it could be career-ending. So Mr. Cross made those comments on Tuesday. On Thursday, he was removed from the classroom. And we know that because a parent in the school district sent me a copy of the letter that was sent to moms and dads explaining that this guy had been removed from the classroom. Now, I don't know about you, but I would honestly, I would not mind my kid being taught by this teacher. What he said is true. A biological boy cannot become a girl or vice versa. That is not only a politically incorrect thing to say, but it could also kill your career. Now, I wanted you to hear that. That was it. That's everything he said. This guy was very polite. He was respectful, but he was direct. And the message was very simple. I will not betray my religious beliefs, period. Not going to do it. And there was a price to pay for that. Now, I'm telling you, folks, there is some radical stuff going down in our public schools. And Loudoun County, Virginia, seems to be ground zero. They're pushing in the critical race theory. They're teaching the white kids, hey, you're responsible for all the problems in the world. They're making the little white kindergartners feel ashamed because of the color of their skin. And everybody's okay with this nonsense. But now you've got moms and dads that are finally getting not woke, but awakened. And they're showing up at the school board meetings. And they're letting their voices be heard. So my question to you is, should this man have been removed from the classroom? After what he said, I want to play again what Mr. Cross said, and I'm going to let you be the judge. Did what this guy say disqualify him from being a school teacher?
And I'm speaking out of love for those who suffer with gender dysphoria. 60 Minutes this past Sunday interviewed over 30 young people who transitioned, but they felt led astray because lack of pushback or how easy it was to make physical changes to their bodies in just 3 months. They are now detransitioning. It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it will damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion, it's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God.
Should that disqualify him from being a school teacher? 844-747-8868. That, again, is a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Again, you can watch the video on our website, toddstearns.com. Hang on, folks. We're going to be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. That Paul Ryan speech, yeah, we're going to get to that a little bit later on. I watched that last night. Here's another trivia question. We're going to throw this one out. Ron Burgundy, oh, my favorite movie, Anchorman. Ron Burgundy. Kyle, I didn't know you liked. So Kyle's a big Anchorman guy. I had no idea. All right. Well, Anchorman, Ron Burgundy, he gave the definition of San Diego in the movie. Actually, it's San Diego. According to Ron Burgundy, what does San Diego really mean? This is a great question. Are we allowed to say that on the air? Yeah, we are. Okay. All right. I'm getting a thumbs up. So according to Ron Burgundy, what does San Diego really mean? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. All right, let's go to the phones. We have a fellow from the beautiful city of Gainesville, the chicken capital of the world, Mark from WDUN. Mark, how's it going today?
Hey, doing all right. How are you doing?
Mark, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So here is the question. According to Ron Burgundy, what does San Diego really mean?
A whale's vagina.
All right, let's go to the tape on this one.
they named it San Diego, which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
So, Mark, congratulations. You are correct.
That's right.
Hey, right on the money.
Mark, I don't think that's what it means, but, you know, we're just going to go with it. You know, it's, what, Memorial Day weekend, you know. All right, Mark,
Congratulations.
We're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get your information. Wow. Jeez, Lou. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number, and we'll be doing some more trivia in the next 2 hours of the program. I want to go back, though, to this story out of Loudoun County, Virginia, and you need to pay really close attention to what's happening in your communities. They are using, and when I say they, I'm talking about these progressive school boards. They are literally using our tax dollars against us. When you look at the radical change that has happened in our country over the past 15, 20 years, that's very unusual. And the reason why, it's not happening naturally. This is not something organic. This is something that has been orchestrated within our public education system. And I'm talking about kindergarten all the way through grad school. This is a radical, radical narrative that is changing the hearts and the minds of American children and young people, and they're turning the kids against America. That's why you have so many young Americans, millennials, and Generation Zers who want to crack down on our civil liberties. You know, by and large, they're not teaching civics in public school anymore. They're not teaching kids America first. They're not teaching kids about the greatness of America. They're not teaching kids that we are the most exceptional nation on the planet. They're not teaching the kids that thanks to America that we're not having to say Heil Hitler. That's because of America. But they're not teaching the kids that. They're teaching the kids that America is a terrible place, that America is to blame for all of the problems all over the world. And they're using our tax dollars to advance this agenda. And that's why, look, go back to the, and again, we're not going to, I don't want to relitigate gay marriage. But years ago, and it wasn't that long, when was Prop 8? Prop 8 was voted on in California. It was a few years back. And what happened? What happened in liberal California? It passed. That's right. Even in liberal California, people still believe that marriage was between one man and one woman. Well, it was defeated, but you know what I'm talking about. So the issue now is this. If that's the case, then what's really happening in this country? Well, I'll tell you. The LGBT crowd got control of the public school system. And they're changing hearts and minds by brainwashing the hearts and minds. That's what's happening. The Marxists, they have control of, how you want to live your life is between you and God. That's what I believe. That some say, well, Todd, that makes you a libertarian, you sinner. Well, no, but I do believe that this is America. It's the land of the free, home of the brave. Don't tell Brian Kemp that. That's what I believe. And so as a Christian, I would certainly want to hope that you live your life in a certain way, but that's between you and God. I don't have the right to tell you how to live your life. So anyway, now here we are in a situation in Virginia where you've got a good and decent man, and he could be out of a job, may not ever be able to get a teaching job, because he believes that God is making little boys and little girls, and that's it. And to force a child, and that's what they're doing here, is they're sowing seeds of confusion in the minds of the children. You wonder, what is it like in kindergarten? What's that going to be like? You show up and, you're 4 year old, and they say, okay, what's your name, little urchin? And they can say, my name is little Billy. And Billy, what are you, Billy? What is your pronoun? Oh, I don't know what a pronoun is. What is my pronoun? Well, Billy, are you do you identify as a boy or a girl, or are you gender neutral?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I know I think I have little boy plumbing. Does that count?
Well, no, Billy, it doesn't count because you may have little boy plumbing, but you could be a little girl on the inside, little Billy.
Oh, I didn't know that. My mommy didn't tell me that. Is that on Sesame Street?
Well, it should be, Billy, if it's not. But, Billy, you could, as a matter of fact, Billy, you can identify as whatever you want to identify as.
Oh, you mean I don't have to be a little boy if I have little boy plumbing?
Why, no, Billy, you don't.
Can I be a tree?
Why, Billy, if you want to identify as a foliage, yes, you may. That's your right.
Ooh, I've always wanted to be a tree. No, I want to be a choo-choo train. I want to be a choo-choo train. Woo-hoo, and be a train. Can I be a choo-choo train?
Why, Billy, of course.
What about a caboose?
Why, Billy, you can be the engine or the caboose. It's whatever makes you happy, Billy. Whatever your truth is, Billy.
Oh, my mommy always told me to tell the truth.
What, Billy, the truth is what you make it.
Really? You mean, what do you mean? I'm only four.
Well, Billy, your truth is your truth, and your truth may not be your mommy's truth.
Oh, so if I eat a cookie and I'm not supposed to eat a cookie, and my mommy says, did you eat the cookie? And I say, no, I didn't eat the cookie, even though I ate the cookie. Am I going to get in trouble?
Well, no, Billy, because that's your truth. The truth is you did not eat that cookie.
Ooh, I like you. You're good.
You see what they're doing to your kids? There's Grace, are you all right? Grace.
It's your little Billy voice. I don't know whether to laugh or be like
creeped out.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's kind of we're on the edge. We're on the edge. All right. I'm just telling you, folks, they're coming after your kids. That's the whole point of this. They're coming after your kids. All right, look, we got to take a break. More trivia coming up. You never know what breaking news might happen. Is Biden eating a ho-ho now? No, that's Hunter. Folks, we got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'll take a ho-ho with some Parmesan cheese, please.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Hope things are going good wherever you might be across the fruited plain. By the way, Grace Baker, I've got to tell you, we try to have fun. We do, this program, we do parody bits, right?
Yes.
And my favorite was when we offered up the free medical drug, TDS for Trump Derangement Syndrome. Yes. That was great. People were calling in to their pharmacy. My own pharmacist called and said, I got a call for your for the fake product. So, and then in our last segment where we reenacted the JFK, what happened in Dallas, and we compared that to did the parody on Biden eating the ice cream cone, and people actually were calling in thinking that something horribly tragic had happened to Joe Biden, when in fact he just got brain freeze from eating the ice cream. All that to say, we may need to put like a disclaimer.
We
or
may
something
need to.
On our parodies.
Like one of those with the really fast voices. We don't hold responsible for.
It's a joke. But we would rather do stuff like that than just yell and scream at people for 3 hours on the radio.
Yeah. And I like that better too.
Yeah. And get into it with Geraldo. Nobody wants to see that. Remind me to tell you my Geraldo Rivera story.
I will remind you.
It's Geraldo, the Fox News Jim.
Mm.
It's. Mm. Yeah.
Can't wait.
I'll tell it to you off air, then you can decide if I should share that story on
Sounds
air.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
I'm your filter.
All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we were talking in the last segment about the sex and gender revolutionaries and how they had conquered the public school system. But there's something even more dangerous and nefarious happening. And that is critical race theory. And thank goodness that the Trump administration declared war early on. They saw this for the threat it was, and started taking action. But we don't know what's going to happen under the Biden years. I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us Brooke Rollins from the America First Policy Institute. Brooke, hope you're doing well today.
Well, I am so excited to be with y'all. And listen, I want to hear about these little skits you guys are doing. I guess that's another conversation for another time. But yes, I am so proud to be with you and really excited to talk about this with you guys.
Well, we do have a lot of fun. We get in trouble a lot, Brooke. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's, you know,
you guys are troublemakers.
We are.
Are you from my home state?
Now, I'm picking up this great Southern accent. Is this a Tennessee accent I'm hearing, Brooke?
Well, close. You know, I am from Texas, born and raised, and only left for a couple years to go serve in the White House for President Trump. Am now back in Texas, but you know the Tennesseans, the Volunteers.
That's it.
You guys were a big reason that Texas is independent today, and we are forever grateful. So we're bounded together forever, Todd.
You know how it is. I mean, when it comes to fighting, you know, if there's a fight, the Tennesseans and Texans are going to be there, so...
They're going to be at the very front line.
There'll be a throwdown.
No doubt about it.
You know, Brooke, you know, you talk about history, and that is a big thing. You know, I mean, you wonder, what are kids being taught about what happened at the Alamo? What are kids being taught about what happened in the early days of the founding of this country, where so many children are now being exposed to these ideas that America is a racist country and that, quite frankly, America should just be dismantled and be given back to the Indians?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I love how you introed our segment that this is something we talked about from day one in the White House under the last administration. And certainly having worked in public policy and in Texas for the conservative movement for almost 20 years now, this has been bubbling up for a long time. I'm the mother of an 11-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, and 16-year-old. So listen, I'm not only in the thick of it from fighting, you know, for the macro, for America really at its core and the soul of this country, but I'm also fighting it right here in my backyard in great Texas, where these things are even happening in our schools and even in our private schools. And it really is, I think, probably the greatest internal threat that our country has faced in 150 years. But I see so much good happening, Todd. I'm sure you see it too, where you are. You see the average moms and dads rising up and saying, no more. This is not okay. This is not the country that you are portraying it to be. And that ultimately, at the end of the day, we've got to get our kids understanding that America's freedom and liberty, and we're about to hit Memorial Day, all the tens and tens of thousands of men and women who've died for this country, what they died for, and it was the righteous cause of liberty.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Brooke, and that's one of the reasons I was so excited to see the work that you guys were doing in the Trump White House. You know, we just talked about this poor school teacher in Loudoun County, Virginia, put on leave after he said, you know what, it's a lie to tell these kids there's that little boys can become little girls. And that brave teacher doing what many other school teachers would want to do but are afraid to do. And the reality is there is an agenda here, whether it be critical race theory or this radical sex and gender movement.
There's no doubt. And honestly, at the end of the day, we all know, and I'm sure all your listeners know what we're fighting for, right? It is the great ideas that our country was founded on when Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and James Madison and John Adams and all of those brave men who basically saw their freedom slipping away, although maybe they agreed they never really had it, with a monarchy, an elite institution in a faraway place, and they said no more. And we saw then that a small handful of men who were convicted and relentless and willing to give it all for freedom, they formed a country, and it is that country, Todd, that you and I now live in today, the greatest country in the history of the world, where we have seen, you know, innovation that no one thought was possible, where we've seen self-governance work when the rest of the world said that will never work, and we've seen it work, but now we see it slipping away. And the other side, the radical left, the quote progressives, I guess they call themselves, really what they're trying to do is divide us. They're trying to bring in a socialist form of government under a Marxist ideology where we organize ourselves based on the color of our skin. That is exactly what we've been fighting for and fighting against for so long now in America and have made so much progress, and now to see it go back. But it really is about who do you want making the decisions for you? Is it the central planners? Is it a monarchy? Is it a dictatorship? Is it a tyranny? Because that's what the left stands for. Or do we continue the fight of the greatest experiment for governance in the history of our world, which is self-governance and the ability to decide for ourselves and live in freedom?
Look, that is it's a great question. And Brooke, I know a lot of our listeners, they want to do something. They want to fight. What can they do now? We know the schools are controlled by Biden. We get that. What can moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and taxpayers do?
Well, here's the great thing. It's funny. I was having a conversation about this. You know, for so long, I have been building organizations and fighting for less taxes and less regulation and a better healthcare system and school choice and all these issues that we know are important. But when people ask me, well, what can I do to help? You know, I always have an answer. Well, contact your legislator, write letters to the editor, run for office. You know, there are answers, but they're a little bit harder to touch and understand, especially if you're working and raising a family. But this one, this critical race theory, this is different. You really can make a difference. You can figure out who your school board members are. You can call your school and get the curriculum and read the books that our children are being told that they have to read. I mean, this is a local fight, unlike any local fight we've had in this country for a long time. But the national and even international implications of it are so huge that if we don't get it right at the local level, then honestly, we may lose our country. So that's how important this is. But your listeners absolutely can make a difference on this.
And, you know, Brooke, it might be, you know, maybe a retired person who, because I get it, moms and dads got a lot of stuff to do. You might be a retired person, and maybe you could go down and, hey, read those textbooks and see what the kids are learning. Make notes. If you see something, say something. I mean, we're all in this together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, the other thing that's interesting, I remember I was Governor Rick Perry's policy director before I went to the Texas Public Policy Foundation and then to the White House and now at America First Policy Institute. But I remember being amazed. There were always a handful of patriotic Americans that were just relentless. And people think they can't make a difference, or they think that their state legislator or their school board member, you know, they're going to be too busy or they won't listen to them. But it's exactly the opposite. I think because there aren't as many people, that grandma or grandpa that you're talking about, or maybe the stay-at-home mom who really wants to make a difference. You kind of figure out who the people are that are making the decisions in your world, and you figure out what decisions they're making, and you just don't give up. You really can make a huge difference. And I've seen it firsthand in Texas and across the country.
Well, Brooke, we're going to leave it there. By the way, before we get to your email address and website, I have to say this. I met your guy. I'm a huge Rick Perry fan, and he was my guy. I mean, back before Trump came on, you know, won the primary, I was the on-board team Perry. But before that, back, I think it was like 2007, I got a chance to meet him. We were both stuck at a private airport in Clearwater, Florida. And we talked for about 45 minutes about what was better, you know, Texas barbecue or Tennessee barbecue. He was a great guy. Clearly flawed on his barbecue knowledge, but otherwise a great guy.
Well, listen, Rick Perry, you're gonna love this. I met when I was 15 years old, and I was a small town girl from a town of 1,000 people on the plains of Texas. You know, parents didn't go to college. I mean, just an amazing American story. And that's Rick Perry's story. He has inspired me from, you know, the time I was a kid. It's been a 30 plus year relationship, being his policy director when he was governor, and then working together when he was Secretary of Energy and I was domestic policy chief for the president. You know, we'd look at each other and think, what an amazing country when two small town kids from the farm end up in, you know, Washington with the most transformative president arguably in our lifetimes. But I will say too, before Donald Trump, there was Rick Perry, and he has been a warrior, a disruptor in his own right, and really helped build Texas to become the model for what then became the Trump campaign of returning power to the people.
All right, Brooke, where can folks go if they want to get more information about the great work you guys are doing?
Well, thank you so much. America First Policy.com. We launched about 6 weeks ago to continue the work of the last 4 years under the last administration and to always put America first. So thank you for that.
All right. Well, Brooke, look, we're going to be down in Dallas at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We're going to be broadcasting all that week in June, and maybe we could run into you and get you live on our studio set.
Well, we would love that. We'll get that date on our calendar. And, Todd, let's stay in touch. And, again, love to come on anytime. We
Wonderful.
Love your show.
Oh, Brooke, thank you so much. And God bless and happy Memorial Day to you. Brooke Rollins, ladies and gentlemen. I like her. We got to get her back on the show. Yeah, we got to do that. So let's make that happen, Grace. Oh, geez, Lou, we got to take a break here. All right, hang tight. Steve from Central Arkansas, always good to hear from our old Arkansas listeners. I get a little misty thinking about those good folks. But before we do that, we're going to do a trivia question. And, Grace, you know that I would. You know what? We're going to take a break. Then we're going to do a trivia question. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Oh, by the way, the governor of West Virginia, they're trying to convince people to get the vaccine, get the China virus vaccine. I will take calls about this. I'm just curious, have you decided not to get the vaccine? And if so, I'd like to know why, because I am one of those people. I'm not getting the vaccine. And I'll be happy to share that. Maybe one of these days I'll go more in depth into why. But I'm just very suspicious. Way too many side effects, way too many bizarre stories. But anyway, the governor of West Virginia had this. He's got his dog. So now they're using the dog to convince people to get the vaccine. Let's take a listen.
If you won't do it for your family, you've got to get vaccinated for baby dog. That's all there is to it. Now, she wants you vaccinated so badly, and she's going to absolutely be the one to lead us through on this, all these incentives. And without any question, she'll give you a high five right now, but you have got to get yourself vaccinated. She wants you vaccinated, I want you vaccinated, and I want a bunch of you to win all this stuff and everything, and that'd be just great. So anyway, I wanted to make you smile a little bit. She came with me today. And appreciate you waiting for us and everything. Like I said, we were doing some really important work earlier.
Jeez, Alou, that's a little creepy. That's Governor Jim Justice. And what was the name of the dog? Baby dog. Is that the name of the dog? He said baby. Play the first part of it again. I want to make sure I got that right.
If you won't do it for your family, you've got to get vaccinated for baby dog.
For baby dog. Now, you may hate your grandma. You may hate your sister. Well, you might kiss her, but you'll still hate her. But you got to do it for the baby dog. So, apparently, Governor Justice is nobody in Virginia wants to get this vaccine. And you can't say, I don't blame them. So they're trying to encourage you with incentives now. So the governor went on to say, now if you get yourself vaccinated, we're going to give you a college scholarship. You might even win a brand new Ford F-150 pickup truck. Seriously, they're giving away, they're giving away 10 Ford F-150 pickup trucks. Where's Avery? Avery, I know you drive you drive a truck. Is that right?
I do. I drive a 2001 Nissan Frontier.
Can I just say something? I should probably confess this. And Grace, okay. Feel free to weigh in. I feel bad. I kind of took you as a Prius guy.
You took me as a Prius guy?
I did. I don't know why.
I'm offended.
You should, and you should be. You should be offended.
Very offended.
But so you drive a pickup. Would you, if let's just say you didn't have a pickup truck, Avery. And someone came to you. Let's say the governor of Justice, Avery, if you get the vaccine, I'm going to give you a Ford F-150 pickup truck. Would you do that?
No, and I would also probably file for a restraining order.
Now, Grace, what about you? You've got a lovely dog, the lovely Merlot.
I feel so bad for that
little
dog.
Dalmatian. The poor dog.
You watch the video, and the dog is, he's been fed.
The dog is like,
it is a
few
very
too many
big
cookies.
Dog.
The dog clearly the dog and the governor are eating from the same trough.
Clearly, and I feel bad for the dog.
The dog is like, what the hell is going
no,
on
the dog's
here?
Like, why are you doing this to me? Poor thing. No saying it at all, just being forced.
So the governor, they're also giving out $100 savings bonds, gift cards, and other prizes. Nobody wants to get the vaccine. Come on now.
If well, baby dog says it.
If you don't yeah. want my vaccine, give us a call, 844-747-8868. Come on, baby dog. It's time to go get a cheeseburger. We'll be right back. All right. Hey, Grace. You know, we do these live reads during the course of the show. And Congressman, or rather Governor Justice, wanted to know if it was possible, if he could do the next live read.
Oh, really?
This is Governor Justice. And if you get that vaccine, I'm going to give you a free My Pillar. Oh, them My Pillars. Baby dog loves My Pillar. You think
sleeps like a baby.
Sleeps like a puppy. Yep.
Baby dog.
But you got to get that vaccine.
Yep.
All right, we'll think about it, Governor.
We'll consider it.
It's not off the table. Yeah, we got to run it up the flagpole and right out the door.
Well, I'll check what they draw.
All right, yeah, please do. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. And seriously, a lot of governors, lawmakers around America are basically trying to bribe you to get the vaccine. And over in West Virginia, you could win a brand new Ford F-150 pickup if you get a vaccine. All right, let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from the great state of Missouri, Congressman Jason Smith, who is ranking member of the House Budget Committee. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, doing great, Todd.
You know, Congressman, as the Republican Party struggles, or at least is having conversations about who they are going to be, you know, former House Speaker Paul Ryan yesterday suggesting we need to distance ourselves from former President Trump and all that kind of stuff. You know, what gets me is that you would think that Republicans, no matter if they were rhinos or not, would all agree that we should be a party of fiscal responsibility, right?
Absolutely. And Republicans need to spend more time focusing on their true objective, and that is firing Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer instead of trying to figure out who is most Republican in our party.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And especially when you look at what Joe Biden is proposing, I mean, dropping this, what we believe to be a $6 trillion budget right before the Memorial Day weekend, you know that there's going to be some crazy stuff in there. I mean, this is insane spending levels.
Well, you know, it's about to drop while we're on this call. They originally said it was going to drop yesterday, then it was going to drop this morning, and now 1:30 today. And what that should tell anyone is that the administration must be really proud of this budget that they're proposing, because they're dropping it as late as they can on the Friday before a holiday weekend. That basically says, I don't want the American public to see exactly how bad it is. And I'll tell you right now, Todd, this budget being dropped today is the latest a budget has ever been dropped in the history of America. And what's also in this budget, because we have some of the details, it proposes the largest expansion of government ever, and it has some of the highest collections of taxes ever, all while while exploding our debt to some of the most outrageous and unsustainable levels ever. But then it ignores major issues like the border crisis and the inflationary crisis. It is madness to me.
I mean, the reality here is, Congressman, that a lot of the money that we've already been spending, for example, the massive infrastructure bill, it doesn't even address infrastructure. You know, all these advocacy groups for left-wing causes are getting tons of cash. Meanwhile, you had to shut down the big Mississippi River Bridge over in Memphis, Tennessee, because there was a massive crack in the thing. I mean, this is insane.
It is absolutely insane. The $2.3 trillion spending package that Biden tried to call an infrastructure package, less than 6% of that $2.3 trillion actually went to fixing roads and bridges. Less than 2% dealt with locks and dams and the ports. So look at that. $2.3 trillion, less than 8% went to roads, bridges, locks, dams, and ports. And to even try to put into perspective how much is $2.3 trillion, the best way for the American public to figure out $2.3 trillion is that you can build the entire national interstate highway system 4 complete times in today's dollars for $2.3 trillion.
And then you've got, and I apologize for going back to this, but this is a bee in my bonnet as a Republican. And you've got Paul Ryan, who was Speaker of the House. He's the guy that lost the majority, the Republican majority in the House of Representatives. And a big part of that was that Republicans did not want to get their spending under control. And I'm glad, Congressman, that you are there and demanding fiscal responsibility, not just for Republicans, but for all lawmakers up on Capitol Hill.
You know, we have to. Republicans and Democrats have had a spending problem. Republicans was in the billions. Democrats is now in the trillions. We have to make spending a kitchen table conversation. And Joe Biden's actually helping us do it, because just in the first 100 days in office, he has proposed or enacted $7.5 trillion in spending, which is $75 billion a day. This reckless, corrupt, wasteful spending is causing inflation. Last month alone, we saw inflation of CPI rise 4.2%, which is the highest in 13 years. And what that means is everyone that's listening to this call, that it's going to cost them more to put food on their table, cost them more to put gas in their cars, and cost them more to put clothes on their back. That is a tax increase that this reckless spending is causing. Mm.
All right. Well, Congressman, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule today. We are watching for the budget to drop. Folks, we'll let you know as soon as that happens, and we'll post a link to that on our live show blog. Congressman, hope you and your family have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely. You do the same. Be safe, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. That's Congressman Jason Smith, ladies and gentlemen, from the great state of Missouri, or Missouri, if you will. Look, I want to go to the phones. Steve from Central Arkansas has been holding on so graciously. Steve, it's been a while. I hope you're doing good today.
Doing good, Todd. Doing good. Been listening to you talk about teachers and education and stuff, and it kind of rung a bell with me. We're talking a lot in this country now about police reform. One of the big tools for police reform has been body cams to make them more transparent and accountable. I think it'd be a good idea in every public school in this country to have a classroom cams. And a parent would be, if nothing else, they would have to archive that footage. And if the child came home telling a parent something that was taught to them that they didn't agree with, the parent could demand the classroom cam for that day and actually see what's being taught in the school.
Steve, this is a brilliant idea. So just like the police officers have the body cams, you say, hey, let's put up some cameras in the classroom. So if yes. The kid comes home and says, Mommy, our teacher, says, that there's no such thing as male or female, and the teacher says, well, I never said that, you could go to the camera.
Correct. You've got the same situation with police stuff right now and the teachers. You've got a person that's in a position of authority that's using their authority to do something to people that is not right.
You know what?
The same exact thing is going on in our schools right now. You got people in authority doing stuff to kids that is not right. And that needs to be monitored and controlled, and standards need to be set that everyone agrees on how our kids are to be taught, just like standards should be set on police actions with citizens.
I love this. Steve, I think this is one of the best ideas you've had, and especially since you've got schools now that are telling teachers, telling the kids, don't tell your mom and dad what you've been learning in the classroom. This would solve that problem, and I love it. Absolutely love it. Steve, got to run. It's great hearing from you. Do not be a stranger, sir. We love listening to all of our or hearing from all of our great listeners in the state of Arkansas. By the way, you have heard me talk about MyPillow quite a bit, and because I'm a huge fan of their products, and I love Mike Lindell. The fact that it's an American-owned company, he's got American workers, and they're putting together some of the best pillows I've ever slept on. And now Mike is introducing some new products, one of them called My Slippers. It took over 2 years for Mike to develop My Slippers. You can wear them indoors and outdoors, and I wear mine, or at least one right now. I've got the broken foot. But I look forward to getting back into both shoes. These beautiful slippers are made with the MyPillow foam and that impact gel. So it not only just keeps your feet comfortable, it helps prevent fatigue, and you just feel good. And Mike is going to do something great for our audience. He's offering 40% off My Slippers. That means you can afford to buy the whole family. And, for the big Christmas photo, just get everybody in the PJs, the matching PJs, and everybody's wearing the My Slippers. And you'll be able to use that as your Christmas photo. So, again, My Slippers, comfortable. You're going to want to get them for the entire family. MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Square. Just scroll down. You'll see it. Radio Listener Square. And just use my promo code, which is STARNS. And you're also going to get some great discounts on other products, including the pillows, the mattress topper, the towel sets, and, of course, those incredibly comfortable Giza Dream bed sheets. Unbelievably comfortable. Call 800-839-8506, or, again, you can use the promo code STARNS by going to MyPillow.com. All right, here is a trivia question as we go to break. Big fan of the Beverly Hillbillies? I hope you are, because that's the question. What is the name of the Beverly Hillbillies theme song? The name of the Beverly Hillbillies theme song. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Yeah, wow, the house band here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show, kicking it in a high gear today. We're the only radio program that has such an illustrious bumper music band. And, of course, basing our show here in Memphis, Tennessee, it makes sense. We have the best musicians in America. It's not Nashville, by the way. It's Memphis, Tennessee. That's just, I don't know what that is. It's like Disney pop music now. It's not even country music anymore. You know what? We could do a whole show on how the left has ruined country music. And we may do that, Grace Baker. By the way, Grace, we get so many goodies in the mail here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And this morning, the mailman came in. And the mailman's really a woman, but I like to say mailman.
Because,
it's just, yeah, exactly. So the mailman came in and got a package from our friend Jory from Arizona. Remember Jory? Jory calls
in. Of course I remember Jory.
And it was something. It was a delicious candy. I've got to be honest with you. I was not quite sure about this, but it was coffee candy.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think I had some earlier.
It was delicious.
It was very good. I remember.
Delicious. And so she sent us a nice little card. And those of you watching us on the Facebook live stream, you're seeing this. Todd, thanks for all your – and it was for the whole team, by the way.
It was very sweet.
So thanks for all your dedication, humor, and hard work. Enjoy. Each candy has 3 milligrams of caffeine. So that's why we're a little perky
today.
Maybe
she's trying to say you need more caffeine, Todd.
Well, could be. All right, Jory, thank you so much. That's very kind of you.
Very.
All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to go to Charles in Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Charles, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Charles, doing better than I deserve, I'll tell you that much. Let's get right to this. So there's one of the great TV shows of all time, The Beverly Hillbillies. Let's take a little bit of a listen to the theme song here. When one day he was shooting up some food, up from the ground come a bubbling crude. Oh, here's Jim Jordan. Here's Jim Justice. Black go! Texas tape, baby doll. First thing you know, old Jed millionaire. Ten folks said Jed, move away from there.
Said California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly.
Don't forget, baby doll. All right, so there you go, Charles. Were you singing along? I thought I heard you've got a good singing voice, Charles.
Well, thank you. I watched that show when I was young.
Yeah, good. Back in the good old days.
That's right.
Yep. All right, Charles, what was the name of that that great TV theme song?
The Ballad of Jed Clampett.
And that would be...
That's right.
Yes, it was indeed The Ballad of Jed Clampett. By the way, do you know who sang the theme song?
I'm trying to think the names of those two guys. Was it Flat and Scruggs?
Yes, sir, it was. It was Flat and Scruggs, one of the great bluegrass duos of all time, and they actually appeared several times as guests on the program through the years.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Well, Charles, hope you're enjoying the program there in Gainesville, Georgia.
We are. We listen to it.
Well, you're kind
practically
to
ever, you know.
Well, you're kind to say that. Well, Charles, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to hook you up with a prize package, so don't go anywhere. And, folks, we're going to be heading to Gainesville, along with many of our other affiliate cities, later this summer and into the fall as we celebrate our brand-new book coming out, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. It's my first non-political book, and we're going to hop back into politics next year. But I wanted to write a fun devotion book that was inspirational, wanted to make sure we had a bunch of laughs, some great recipes, and you are going to love this book. You can get it right now at your favorite bookstore. Again, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Now, there is some very disturbing video we want to share with you coming out of Washington State, Ridgefield, Washington, where a group of parents gathered outside a high school. Now, you need to understand what's happening at this high school. The school district, they told the students that they could get a vaccine if they wanted to. And apparently, they may or may not need parental permission. The students are saying that they're being coerced, that they were being forced, bullied by teachers to get on board the buses and to get vaccines. Now, the school district says the kids had to have parental consent, but the parents are saying they don't know anything about it. And they want to know why their kids are getting hauled off of school property into a school bus and taken to a vaccine center. Now, I got to tell you something. Had that have happened back when I was a kid, I can promise you that Mama Starnes would have showed up at the front door of that school with the cast iron skillet. And there would have been a come-to-Jesus moment. But now you have a lot of parents, and this is coming from television station KATU, parents gathering outside. There's a lot of anger, a lot of frustration. Reports that groups of 100 children were being dropped off to get China virus vaccines. Folks, they better be very careful here. or you are going to have some serious conflicts going on. Can you? What would you do, moms and dads, if they hauled your kid out of school and got your kid vaccinated without your permission or your knowledge? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Oil that is black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said California.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, people of the planet Earth. Todd Starnes here. Hope you're doing good wherever you might be across the fruited plain. We talk a lot about politics and the culture here on this program, and we've been, as a matter of fact, we're getting close to celebrating year number 4 on the air. Well over 100 radio stations carry this program, and we just have an awesome audience. But every now and again, and Grace and Avery, you know this, you know my heart, we always want to be of help. We want to help people out. And
yes,
sometimes... sometimes
I'm sorry, I can't take you seriously sometimes.
I take that personally.
No, I feel bad.
That is somewhat accurate, though. But not now. But not now. We want to offer, we want to help our audience. You know, there are a lot of people going through some difficult times. For example,
yeah.
I mean, there have been moments where we have had, you know, young, single conservative guys calling up onto this program, and we try to introduce them to good church-going conservative Christian ladies, right?
Yeah.
So we try to be, we're like matchmakers, and we want to grow the tribe, and we...
You did not just say tribe.
We are trying to, you know, when you got little Merlot, we open up the phone line so we can help you come up with a decent name for the dog.
Yes.
Which you completely ignored our suggestions.
Oh my gosh.
But it was okay. I mean, it's a fine name you've got.
I see what you did there.
It's a fine name. So anyway, we want to help. So, you know, we're going to, if you, maybe you have a relationship problem, we want you to let us know about it. And we're going to try to help you out. I think
I'm still waiting.
You're still waiting for a relationship?
You told me the day I got this job that you were going to help me, and I'm still waiting.
All right. So we're trying to get Avery married. Avery wants a woman, but that sounds weird. We're going to try
to not come
girl
out of
his
mouth.
Age, girl, his age.
That's right. Age appropriate. What about a cougar? Would you take a cougar?
No.
No, you don't want a cougar. No, you want somebody your
Avery's
age.
Avery's mom's probably listening.
Wow.
She probably is.
Well, I think she's calling me on my cell phone right now. This is not going to be good.
No.
So, all right. So, Avery, we're going to work on this. So, all of you, would you want someone in Georgia? I mean, you would want a Georgia girl.
I would prefer
we got WDUN. Girl. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that our listeners in WDUN would be able to, they know somebody.
A little summer
they're great.
Romance.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody knows everybody down here.
A little summer romance for Avery.
Oh, a little summer romance. I like that. All right. By the way, if you do that, Avery, I'm going to tell you the way to a girl's heart. Forget the jewelry for a second. Go to the Southern Baked Pie Company. Is there in Gainesville,
yep.
Georgia?
Yes, sir.
You get her a pecan pie or one of those delicious pies, and you're gonna woo her over.
I've had one of the, like the chicken pot pies, because they don't make just like dessert pies. They make like meal pies as
savory pies, yes.
And they're really good. So, I mean, yeah, and I have received quite a few of those, and that's a really good idea, actually.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's the way to a girl's heart. All right, so I say all this, guys, because I want to get your take on this story. This is from Slate.com, and they have an advice column, and I want to read this to you. The lady who takes advice, her name is Prudence. Dear Prudence, and this is a woman. This is a woman. Okay. Dear Prudence, I've been married to a great guy for 5.5 years. He is handsome, sexy, funny, and kind.
That's great.
It's true that he has always been a little prissy about illnesses.
Uh-oh.
But I have never thought it was a real problem. However, during the pandemic, his terror about getting sick has reached new levels.
Oh, no.
For the last year, he has refused to take off his face mask, even when we are at home, just the two of us.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
That's awful.
This is true even now that he is fully vaccinated for the virus. He wears it.
Those people.
He wears it to sleep, to do most of his bathroom activities.
Oh, my gosh.
Does he just waterboard himself every time he gets
in
the shower?
And yes, even during lovemaking. To eat, he pulls it up to expose his mouth and then quickly pulls it back down between bites.
Oh,
While he does not insist that I do the same, I can tell it bothers him that I don't, especially because I have now started going maskless outside per the CDC guidelines.
How dare she?
And plan on restaurant dining inside soon for a girl's night out.
There we go.
You go, girl. You go.
Feminism.
She goes on. When I have tried to present him with the science, he says, scientists don't fully understand the virus yet. Or, I know it probably isn't necessary, but wearing it doesn't bother me, so if there's even a small chance it can protect us, I'd rather be on the safe side. What's the harm?
Oh, boy.
I disagree that there's no harm. I want to see my beautiful husband's face again. I want to kiss him on the lips romantically like we used to, and not through a piece of fabric.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. So he's kissing her with the mask
she's
on?
She's like Kamala Harris.
Oh,
this is worse, guys. He does not change his mask very often, and it is often smelly and soiled.
Ew.
Oh, that's gross.
That's even worse.
Yeah, how is he not freaking out by those types of germs?
And I don't want to feel judged by him for my home behavior, which I consider reasonable.
Yeah.
It very much is, yeah.
Prudence, this is making me depressed and concerned about our future together.
Aw.
And rightfully so.
I married a psycho. What do you do?
I have asked him when he plans to stop masking, and all he says is when it's safe for everyone else. What if this becomes a permanent part of him?
Oh. Yeah, by that logic, it's not.
It already is permanent, honey. I hate to break it.
Here we go.
That's actually accurate. Yeah, you're right.
My mother, who is very conservative, thinks that I should move out. but I don't think I'm ready for that step yet. What I want is my husband back. How can I get through to him? Signed, maskless and alone. So
here, I feel bad for her, though.
So here's my question. Hold on. Here's my question for our listeners. What advice would you give this woman? Her mom is conservative and says you need to get out of that place. What do you recommend this woman do?
It's her husband.
844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to say something here to maskless and alone. I don't think she's married to a man.
Huh.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying a man doesn't behave like that.
Oh, okay.
He's a wuss.
And also, like, I assume they took some of the traditional wedding vows when they got married. Does the phrase in sickness and in health mean anything to him? Because apparently not at this point.
I mean, who makes out with somebody wearing a face mask? I mean, aside from Kamala Harris.
I'd, like, choke on it on accident.
I mean, that's disgusting.
Could you imagine mouth full of mask? Yeah.
So they're having sex, and he will not. He will not remove the face mask.
There's some terrible jokes.
I guess my question is: the guy ugly? I mean, I don't know. Does it enhance the sex? I don't know.
Does he put it over his eye?
Like a bag, a paper bag?
Hey, baby.
I don't think,
there's a few things that I'm like.
Put on some of that Barry White baby love making music. And by the way, would you mind putting on the Piggly Wiggly bag over your head? I mean,
come on. Oh my gosh.
That's disgusting.
I mean, can you imagine? Like, come on, baby, into the bedroom. So it's like muffled voice.
I know. There's Barry.
Dang it, Kyle.
Barry shows up.
But here, I mean, here you're trying to woo your wife and you got a face mask on.
Oh, baby. How are you doing today?
What? I can't hear you. What do you want to do?
I want to lock on you and kiss you.
What? I can't hear you. Take the mask off. I don't know about this, guys. What would you do, Grace Baker?
I'd tell him to take the dang mask off. You know what I'd do? I'd probably take all the masks and throw them away.
Burn the masks.
Burn them all.
Burn them.
And then he'd have to go out and get more.
Oh, I like that.
And I'd say choose. It's either me or the masks.
Mm-hmm. The shocking thing is that this apparently is an issue. And it seems to me, that's number so one, sad. This...
it is sad because they're married. I guess if they were boyfriend and girlfriend, I'd say, leave them, go.
Yeah, I'd be like, break up. It's
not quite that easy.
I just received a text message from one of our listeners who apparently just tuned in and said, what in the heck are y'all talking about? You see, this is why you need the podcast, so you can go back and listen.
Well, now they can go back later and hear the context for this conversation. Oh, yeah.
Hey, can we put some Barry White back on for just a moment? I've just thought about something.
Oh, no.
Hello, this is Governor Jim Justice. I got Baby Dog here. Baby Dog, put your mask on. Oh, wait a second. Baby Dog's got the vaccine. I love you, Baby Dog. Avery, I don't know if we're going to go back and just maybe we can figure out when we lost control of the program, but I think it was at 12:06 Eastern time. I think that was the exact moment.
Hey, can I just go sit in the corner now?
I just want to tell the audience that all of this has been Todd's doing, though. Me and Avery have not. He has come to us and said, okay, guys, this is what we're going to do. And I'm like,
that's the way to have my back here, guys. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Hey, you know what we are going to do here is we would like to know your thoughts on this. I mean, what would you do, ladies, if this was your spouse? Would you leave the guy? Is it time to just get out of Dodge, or do you just realize that you wear the pants in the household
or not the mask
or not the mask?
I guess this has been helpful for me as well. I guess so, like, on, when I go on dates, Lord willing, if I go on a date this summer. Oh, please, no, not this.
Come on, Avery.
That was Kyle.
Come on,
that Avery. Was producer Kyle.
Well, then I'm not going to wear a face mask. Apparently, that's a huge turnoff, so I'm not going to do it.
Avery gets triggered by Barry White. What's up with that?
It makes me so uncomfortable.
Keep the music going. I got to share the trivia question with you. A big new Disney movie premiered last night. What was the big new Disney movie that premiered last night? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeez,
it's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, I don't know about you, but every time around this year, the house can start smelling a little funky. You know what I mean? You don't know what it is, but it's just kind of, especially if you have like a pet, like sweet little Merlot, like Grace has. You get the pet smells and all that kind of stuff. And it's always just hard. You got the Febreze, you're using all the candles and the whatnot, and it gets real perfumey, and then I just don't like it. So, anyway, our good friends over at Eden Pure have a brand new device, and it's called the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. And a couple of weeks ago, they sent me one of these air purifiers and said, hey, check this out. If you like how it works, would you consider endorsing our product? And I said, sure, I will try it out. I tried it out, and I'm not kidding you, folks, within 15 minutes, I mean, all the odors were gone. The all that stuff in the air, the pollen, it was gone, and the room smelled great, and I was not sneezing or coughing or getting the watery eyes. And I've actually ordered a couple of more air purifying systems for my home. These things are about the size, and Grace, you saw it. You were in my office. And I said, hey, this is the device, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. And it literally is about the size of one of those
Apple TV things. It doesn't take up any space.
Tiny. You thought it was a charger.
I did. I thought it was like a phone charger. I was like, oh, cool.
But this thing works, folks, and you've got to check it out. And they've got some incredible deals for our listening audience. You're going to save money. Also, they're going to give you free shipping. Here's what you need to do. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's Eden, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com. Put in the code word Todd, T-O-D-D. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Todd. And they're going to hook you up with some really great deals. Hey, got another trivia question on the table. I'm going to throw this out before we go right to the phones. One of my favorite cartoons when I was a kid, the Jetsons. Remember the Jetsons? Meet George Jetson. George Jetson had a dog. What was the name of George Jetson's dog? If you know the answer, give us a call. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Jory from Arizona. Jory, I have to tell you, the staff just loved your kind note and those delicious coffee candies that you sent us.
You're welcome. They're the best. I told you they had 3 milligrams of caffeine in because sometimes at work when I didn't have coffee, I would have 3 or 4 of those and brush my teeth.
You know what I love about that, Jory, is that they weren't bitter. I've had coffee candy before. Tell me the brand of the coffee candy.
It's Bailey's, and it's the very best.
Oh, unbelievable. Well, Jory, you're very kind, and we thank you so much, and we always appreciate your great, clever comments on our Facebook live stream. Hey, I know you want to try trivia here, Jory. We talked about the brand-new Disney movie coming out, and Grace Baker is so excited, and I think Grace is even going to see this movie tonight. What is the name of the new Disney movie coming out?
It's Cruella. It's all over the advertisements, the commercials.
Yeah, Cruella, and that is correct.
Right.
Well done. And I think a lot of people are going to be heading out to the movies this afternoon, so we'll have to see if we can get some tickets there. Jory, we're going to put you on hold. Congratulations, and thank you for listening. And Grace is going to get your info, and we're going to send you a lovely prize package in the mail. By the way, somebody just wrote in, Todd, part of the problem is that woman's husband, talking about the woman whose husband won't stop wearing the face mask, has already developed a bad habit of wearing a mask, and it's hard to break bad habits. So do you give the husband the heave-ho? Anyway, let's go to the phones here. Andy in Gainesville, Georgia. Andy listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Andy, how's it going today?
Good. How you doing, Todd?
Andy, we're doing well. We're having a little fun. We're goofing around today. Is that permissible on the radio?
Absolutely. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you know, we try to do this, a couple of times a year, is just sort of kick back and have a little bit of fun, because there's way too much serious stuff in the world right now. So, got to kick back. All right, well, let's talk about this, the Jetsons. Do we have some audio? I love their theme song. Let's take a listen to that theme song. Oh, we don't have it. All right. Well, my bad. But we do have the name of the Jetsons' dog. What is that dog's name, Andy? Help us out here.
It's Rastro.
Astro or Rastro, we will take either one. Let judges.
His name is Astro, and he's just a puppy dog, a baby puppy dog.
I love it, a baby puppy dog. All right, congrats. They don't make cartoons like that, do they, Andy?
Right up there with Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was a big Foghorn Leghorn guy myself. I used to, I say.
That's a joke, son.
That's a joke, son. I love it. Andy, congratulations. We're going to put you, sir, on hold, and we're going to get you hooked up with a prize package. Folks, we are going to have some more trivia coming down the pike, so hang tight. As a matter of fact, we're going to go ahead and throw one of those questions out, and if you know the answer, you can give us a call. H.J. Heinz, you are probably going to be using their condiments over the weekend. So here's the question. What was the very first product made by the H.J. Heinz company? Was it ketchup, was it horseradish, or was it mustard? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. folks, here is yet another trivia question. And by the way, if you've answered a question in the past 30 days, it's got to be 30 days between trivia guesses here. The pilot episode of The Andy Griffith Show aired as an episode on what popular TV series? So the pilot episode of The Andy Griffith Show, it aired as an episode of what popular TV series? Was it Father Knows Best, The Danny Thomas Show, or My Three Sons? Give us a call, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Another question that we already have out there. Let's go to the phones because Leon from Gainesville, Georgia, wants to try his hand at this one. Leon, how's it going today? Hello, Leon.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Leon, you're coming in loud and clear there in Gainesville, Georgia. Here is the question. H.J. Heinz, their first product, was it ketchup, was it horseradish, or was it mustard?
I'm just
going to
have to guess and say ketchup.
Oh, no. Leon, I'm so sorry. That is not correct. So we still have that question there. Leon, thanks for playing. The H.J. Heinz Company, their first product, it was not ketchup. So was it horseradish or was it mustard? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Doug is listening to us on the live stream from Alaska. Doug, how are things out there in the last frontier?
Well, it's not bad today, Todd. 54 degrees and raining as normal.
Oh, that's a lovely day, though. That's good. Those are good temperatures. So that's good to know.
it is cool. Better than the heat and humidity in the south.
Yes, that is an acquired, that is something that is certainly acquired. Let's go to the question here, Doug. We were talking about the Andy Griffith Show. Are you a big Andy Griffith Show guy?
Watch it all the time.
Man, I do too. I love all those old shows.
I always think I'm going to find an episode I haven't seen.
Right, exactly. You've got Petticoat Junction, Beverly Hillbillies. You've got Green Acres. You know, that was some great TV back in the day.
I agree with that.
All right, so here's the question, Doug from Alaska. The pilot episode of the Andy Griffith Show aired as an episode of what popular TV series? Was it Father Knows Best, The Danny Thomas Show, or My Three Sons?
It was The Danny Thomas Show.
And you, sir, are absolutely correct.
Right.
The episode aired on February 15th, 1960, and it was originally titled Danny Meets Andy Griffith, and Danny Thomas was actually arrested on the show by Sheriff Andy Taylor after he ran through a traffic stop while driving through Mayberry. So there you go. And the rest, they say, is history. Doug,
I agree.
Congratulations, and thank you for listening to the program. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to hook you up with a great prize package, and we'll be giving out some more trivia questions later on in the show. In the meantime, I do want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line, and it's always good to talk to our friends over at Liberty University, the Standing for Freedom Center. They're doing some incredible work over there, folks, standing up for America, defending our religious liberty, our values. Want to say hello to our good friends, Ryan Helfenbein, who is the executive director of the Standing for Freedom Center, and Scott Lamb, who is the senior vice president of communications for the university. Fellas, hope you're doing good today.
We're doing great, Todd. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, by the way, are y'all big Andy Griffith Show guys? Did y'all ever watch that growing up?
Absolutely. We do, and I still do, and I show those episodes to my kids that are 3, 9, and 10, Todd, if you can believe it, do still watch the Andy Griffith Show.
Is that right? Well, that is such a good thing that you're doing, and I know a lot of moms and dads are actually having their kids watch those old school programs instead of, what's coming out on the TV screen nowadays.
Absolutely. And I'll just say that there's a lot of great lessons embedded in those old shows that are timeless. And I don't care if you grew up in the 60s, if you grew up in the 90s, or even today, I think they're very useful, especially for young people.
You know, Scott and Ryan, we talk about one of those values being a strong work ethic. And I can tell you, as a business owner myself, it's been pretty darn hard to find people wanting to get jobs because they're getting those checks from the government. And I got to tell you something, fellas, I'm really concerned about this, because that tells me that we're raising possibly a generation of lazy people, people who want to be dependent upon the government.
Well, the COVID shutdown certainly put people out of work, and now those government stimulus checks and all that unemployment bonus money are actually paying people not to work. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens in June as Republican governors, one by one, are starting to eliminate the extra bonus money, the $300 a week. It's going to be interesting to see in their states if the unemployment begins to decrease as people actually go out and get a job, go back to work. And I know those unemployment bonus checks don't actually end for everybody until Labor Day, ironically enough. But it will be interesting to see this summer if in those red Republican states, what happens to the workforce. I think that people will be going back to work.
And Todd, just to add to that, you know, we've always, America traditionally has been known as a land of opportunity. We're becoming a land of entitlement and a land of sissies. You know, Mark Twain once said, you know, opportunity is missed because it's dressed in overalls and it looks like hard work. And it used to be that work was our way towards opportunity and lifting ourselves up. But instead, it's about what the government can do for you.
Yeah, I remember growing up, and, you know, I would hear my dad or my grandpa making fun of, like, the French or the Italians, because they were always taking, you know, their little naps and doing the 3-hour lunches. And, you know, that's not who we are. We're Americans. We get out there and we work, you know, 9 hours a day, 10 hours a day. But there was this mindset of this can-do spirit. You know, don't rely on anybody else. You take personal responsibility.
That's right. Republican West Virginia Governor Jim Justice. Now, he's a conservative, a great guy. But, you know, the fact of the matter is the businesses can't find anybody to hire. You know, they're going up to $15 an hour, not because they're mandated to, but because there's nobody that wants to jump into the job. But he just is trying to push through something where people will get a $500 bonus from the government just to actually sign up to return to work. And, you know, they were going to make it $1,000, maybe a matching grant, and all these different creative ways. And you kind of scratch in your head, like, whatever happened to just having some self-respect and some self-esteem? Now, somebody might say, well, I don't want to go back to work because of the, COVID might get me, or I don't want to go back to work because there's complications. I think it's a little more simple than that for most of these jobs that are paying less than the bonus checks they're getting.
On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, honored to have with us Ryan Helfenbein and Scott Lamb. Guys, I got to tell you, I got to brag on Liberty, because we have student workers that do a lot of work on our show. And I am so impressed by their work ethic. It's clear to me that, and look, they're going to get most of this from home. So these are kids that were raised right. But you guys reinforce that at Liberty. I mean, these students, not only are they doing classwork, but they're also doing work on campus. And I just really commend what you guys are doing there.
Yeah, I would just add to that, Todd, you're exactly right that these kids are raised with parents who understand the value of hard work, the sweat of your brow. Proverbs 6 says, consider the ant, you sluggard, and be wise. No ruler or overseer, yet it stores provisions in the summer. The Apostle Paul says, if a man will not work, he shall not eat. This is a biblical worldview, and we reinforce that at Liberty University, especially with our students, that the real value is not a degree. The value is a J-O-B. They're going into the workforce. They're training for actual practical experience and practical work, rolling up the sleeves, getting ready to get into the job. And it's a real credit to our students, the parents, and, of course, this great university.
Scott, I know that you guys, summertime there, and a lot of students are out doing work all over America. And you guys are going to be on the road as well, I believe, promoting the great center.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Southern Baptist Convention for a couple days, and then we're going to head down to Texas, where Ryan is from, and go to Dallas for the National Religious Broadcasters. And then, Ryan, I think you're then going over to, what, Ralph Reed's event?
Orlando, yeah.
Down in Orlando. So, yeah, it's right. Going to be a busy month in June, a lot of good conventions in states that don't make you wear masks and socially distance.
Love it. Well, look, when you're on Ryan's in his backyard, you got to make him take you over to Joe T. Garcia's.
Oh, that sounds
good. That sounds great.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, guys, we all may just, because we're going to be down there at the NRB, so maybe we should make a road trip over there.
Let's do it. You're on.
Okay. You know what? We'll get Avery, our student worker Avery. We'll get him to buy. So y'all pay pretty well over
That's
at Liberty.
Good.
So it's
good.
All right.
Well, you'll have to have us on your show when we're all live together. We'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, we're gonna definitely make that happen. Well, guys, look, we appreciate y'all coming on the program today. I know a lot going on out there. I hope y'all have a blessed and very relaxing Memorial Day weekend as well.
Thanks, Scott, for having us. We appreciate it.
All right, Scott Lamb and Ryan Helfenbein from the Standing for Freedom Center over at Liberty University, and we are proud supporters of that incredible organization, just really doing some great work. And, you know, again, I think one of the things I truly appreciate about Liberty is that they are affirming what those kids are learning at home, and they are raising up that generation of American doctors and lawyers and mechanics and mechanical engineers and journalists and filmmakers who are going to make a difference in America. And we've got to get behind organizations like that, and we've got to do that with our time, our energy, our money, and we've got to make an investment. That's what we've got to do. All right, let's give out another trivia question here. This is going to be a tough one. This could be a tough one. Let's see. Here we go. Which of these historical figures is not named in Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire? Again, which of these historical figures is not named in Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire? Richard Nixon, Marilyn Monroe, or Jackie Kennedy? Which of these not named in Billy Joel's song, Nixon, Marilyn Monroe, or Jackie Kennedy? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Grace Baker, got any big plans this weekend?
I mean, I'm going to see the Cruella movie later today.
Oh, you are going to see Cruella?
I'm going to the movie theater.
Oh, Avery, what about you? What about old Avery?
We are actually going up to Hiawassee, Georgia, to my grandparents' lake house, and we're going to spend the day out on the lake.
Now, say that again. Where?
Hiawassee. Hiawassee.
Did we get the invite?
Grandpa,
I know. No. I don't think so. Must have gotten lost in the mail, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Sure.
So we are heading up to Nashville this weekend for the K-Love Music Fan Awards. And we're going to be on the red carpet filming a TV segment for the TV show on Liftable TV, by the way, Liftable.tv, if you haven't seen our show. And we're going to take you behind the scenes interviewing a lot of your favorite contemporary Christian artists. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. I do want to go to the phone, so we have a trivia question. Let's go to Marie, listening to us on WDUN in the beautiful city of Gainesville, Georgia. Marie, how's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Marie, I'm doing well. Thank you. Are you looking forward? Do you have big plans for the Memorial Day weekend?
You know, I'm doing the work thing, so I'm going to be out there working for Memorial Day weekend.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of us have to work, so I understand that. Well, let's try to win you a prize here, and let's fingers crossed, Marie. There is a song, Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. We need to know which of these historical figures is not named in that song. Is it Richard Nixon, Marilyn Monroe, or Jackie Kennedy?
I'd say Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Marie, I am so sorry. That is not correct. So thank you for playing, and give us a holler back one of these days. Let's go to Bartlett, Tennessee. Edward is listening to us on the great KWAM. Hey, Edward, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, Edward. All right, what's the answer?
Jackie Kennedy.
All right, let's go to the tape here, guys.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, I love that song. Yeah, you're right, Edward. Congratulations. It was, in fact, Jackie Kennedy. Hey, Edward, you hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize package. Grace Baker is going to pick up the telephone. You know, that's one of those songs that you just you got to sing along to. We should have just kept it going. We could have spent the last couple of minutes here. So anyway, folks, this has been a lot of fun today. And look, we're going to get back to the big news of the day, the politics and all that stuff next week. But we want you this weekend. I know you're going to be out there. You're going to the parades. You're going to the parks for the cookouts and having the burgers and the hot dogs. But I don't want you to lose sight of what this weekend is really all about and what Monday is really all about. This is about remembering those who gave their lives so that we could be free. This is about the men and the women who went out there and fought in foreign lands. Men and women who defended Lady Liberty so that people like you and me could hang out together on the radio and have a conversation and share a few laughs. So this is about remembering those who paid the ultimate price. And I don't want you to ever lose sight of that. There's nothing wrong with having a hamburger or a hot dog or getting together with a family. Nothing wrong with that at all. But that can't be your main focus. We've got to remember what Memorial Day is all about, and we do that here on this radio program. And we honor every single member of the United States military. God bless you all. God bless your families. And I want you to know something. We've got your back. Those of you in law enforcement, we've got your back too. You're going to be out there. You're putting your lives on the line every single day on American cities. And we're grateful for that. As a matter of fact, our team a couple of days ago in Memphis, we were out there holding buckets, raising money for the family of a police officer killed in the line of duty here in Memphis. That's just who we are. That's what we do here. And I know that so many of you in your towns and your communities have done the exact same thing. So, look, it's been a great week. Get out there, folks. Enjoy Friday. Also, I want to thank our great team here, Grace and Kyle, JP and Avery. Great folks, and they're working hard for you, folks. They really are. So, again, have a great Friday, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.